Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding and check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player notes in spring training. Rangers pitcher Jose LeClerc is dealing with elbow soreness and is expected to miss an extended period. LeClerc was considered the likely, albeit not the locked-in, closer in Texas after top competitor Jonathan Hernandez was diagnosed with a UCL sprain in early March, but he's now dealing with elbow troubles himself. Blue Jays pitcher Kirby Yates said Monday that he expects to miss multiple weeks after he was diagnosed with a flexor pronator strain in his right arm. The injury is an unfortunate break for Yates, who is believed to be back to 100% this spring training after requiring a procedure last year to address bone chips in his elbow. Diamondbacks pitcher Zach Gallen was scratched from his scheduled start on Monday against the Oakland Athletics with right lateral forearm soreness. Gallen felt the issue while swinging a bat rather than throwing, which is potentially a cause for optimism, but there's a limit to how much optimism one should have when it comes to pitchers and arm troubles. It's a fairly limited slate in the NBA tonight with only 6 games on the schedule. The Lakers will have to adjust to life without LeBron James as he's expected to miss several weeks after spraining his ankle on Saturday's game. The Warriors will be missing Steph Curry for a third consecutive game while Kyrie Irving is set to miss the next 3 games for the Nets. Lonzo Ball, Derrick Rose, and Elfrid Payton are listed as questionable. The Brooklyn-Portland matchup should be a popular game to target tonight, and rightfully so, as the Nets will be without Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant for the matchup that features the highest total on the slate by 11 points. James Harden and Bruce Brown will be popular plays at each end of the spectrum. The Philadelphia-Golden State matchup is appealing on its own, as the Warriors are still missing Curry and have value options in Jordan Poole and Andrew Wiggins. One player to avoid tonight is Tyler Herro against the Phoenix Suns. This could be a low-scoring affair between the two teams that rank inside the top 7 in defensive rating. Herro hasn't exactly been playing well heading into this matchup, scoring 26.5 Yahoo points or fewer in 5 of his last 6 games. While his salary isn't overly expensive, his upside could be limited. One player to target is Montrezl Harrell. With no James and no Anthony Davis, it's up to Harrell and Dennis Schroeder to pace the Lakers' offense. Harrell has already been playing well with Davis out of the lineup, scoring at least 37.7 Yahoo points in 6 of his last 7 games. Harrell is an appealing mid-tier target if you're looking to fade some of the bigger plays. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.